Hey guys, we're back again with Pastor Kirk Henderson, and today's podcast we're focusing in on the emotion of anger. So we're going to talk a little bit about what anger is. We're going to talk about what the scripture has to say about anger, and then finally give you guys some thoughts about how we help people to deal with their anger. So Pastor Kirk, why don't you first describe really what this emotion anger is all about?
Anger, right, Pastor Tony, anger is really a response to a violation in our soul. When we feel that we have been violated in some way, we have an expectation of righteousness. We have an expectation of fairness. And when we are treated unfairly, when something is done to us or said about us in what we perceive as an unfair example or way, we become very angry. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of this scripture in Proverbs 14, verse 29. It says, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly."
Wow.
And so the thing we need to understand is that anger is not wrong. The Bible actually tells us to be angry, but don't sin with it.
That's right.
It actually tells us, gives us permission to be angry.
That's right.
And the fact is, if you think about it, we all get violated, don't we? And so God has created all of our emotions, and anger is really a sign to us, much like any other pain in our body, that something is wrong and we need to resolve it. And so it's really a God-given emotion to help us reconcile the violations that happen in our lives. And so it is possible to be angry and yet not sin. How do we do that? We do that by communicating with the person who has violated us or infringed upon our rights in some way. Mm-hmm. That might be your spouse, it might be your child, it might be a coworker.
Right.
If it's a violation worthy of a discussion, then you should probably discuss it. Sometimes it might be something trite and small, and you might be upset about something that happened previously in the day, and you get all upset about a very small thing. So sometimes it's really okay to just let it go.
Right. I'm reminded of a story in the Gospels. You know, now that you talk about anger not being a sin, and Jesus says, you know, you can be angry but don't sin with it or in your anger. There's a story of Jesus. If you remember the context, Jesus comes into the temple courts,
right?
And he sees some things that create a problem for him.
Exactly.
And the emotion of anger because of the violation of the people who were selling and making the house of prayer a den of thieves. Jesus is not real happy about that.
Yes.
So he doesn't only have a conversation with those guys. He drives them out with a whip. So, I mean, so obviously we can be angry and feel the adrenalized emotion of anger, but not sin in it. I think anger, it can even be a God-given thing. I think sometimes we need to be angry at certain injustices that are taking place in our world,
absolutely.
At certain things that that are unfortunate in people's lives. So when we get to that place, how do you really determine whether your anger is what we used to call righteous indignation or just good old fashioned just ticked off? How do we differentiate between those two and then manage that?
Right. You know, it so much depends on one's personality, Pastor Tony.
Yeah.
If you are the type of person that's going to blow up at the drop of a hat, if it's easy for you to lash out with people, then you're the kind of person that really needs to take a step back and regroup before you address a violation. Part of emotional management is being able to de-escalate yourself.
Good.
And when you're in that moment at the kitchen table with your spouse, and he or she says that one thing that is the 100th time, and you are so upset and you get so angry and you're ready to explode, what you need to say is, "I'm not ready to talk about this right now. I need to take a break. I'm going to go outside and I'll be back in 15 minutes."
Yeah.
And don't even wait for a response. You just go and go jog around the block, go take a drive in your car. You have to create your own emotional management techniques that work for you.
Good.
For some people, it might be taking a walk or taking a drive, maybe listening to some music.
Good. So then our caring for people, as again, our audience is, we're equipping people to be able to help people with anger and loss and the things that we've talked about. What would be, so basically, we're trying to communicate to them that they have to, the folks that we're dealing with have to develop some type of a coping mechanism related to when you feel, because we all feel anger coming on.
Yes.
We all know when the button's been pushed, and we all know when the pulse is more rapid and the heart's beating a little harder. So we feel it. We're sweating and we're getting excited and agitated, all of that. So what we want to do is make sure that we help people to say it's okay to get angry, but it's not okay to sin in your anger.
Right.
And I think the Bible makes a differentiation between anger and uncontrolled anger, which the Bible calls wrath.
Yes.
That's a little different than the emotion of anger. And I think one is emotion and one is spiritual.
Yes.
I think one is.
Right.
So would you say as to then, you know, coaching us up with how do we help people to deal with their anger? So somebody comes in and they're angry, they're frustrated. How do I help that person manage the anger that they have? What are some of the suggestions you have?
Right. Well, first thing is, you know, you always want to get accurate information before you decide to get angry.
Good.
You always want to know the whole story. I've had more people in my lifetime get so upset and angry about something that never even happened. They heard a rumor. They heard a whisper from someone else telling them something that wasn't even true, and they're all hot and bothered about something that never even happened. And so one thing we can do, being Christians who are supposed to be gracious, is, well, could we give people the benefit of the doubt?
Right.
Did you know benefit of the doubt is a legal term? That juries were advised in the 16 and 1700s by the courts in England, don't sentence someone a harsh sentence, give them the benefit of the doubt. This may not have happened.
Wow.
And so we need to give people that same freedom, that same courtesy, Pastor Tony.
Good.
And so what you want to do is you want to ask questions. Hey, I just got to tell you, I'm really upset about something. And I just need to know, someone told me this, and this happened. Can you clarify that for me? As opposed to, I heard that you did this, and I am so upset, and you lash out at them, and you never give them a chance to talk.
That's good.
So that's one thing that you can do. Of course, another thing that you can do is just go and pray and ask God to just calm you, and you can pray scriptures that will bring healing and calmness to your soul. You never want to address anybody when you're really, really angry anyway.
Right.
We did talk about the one more outgoing personality, Pastor Tony, but there's another type of personality that is not so quick to talk.
Okay.
And people that are introverted, that don't talk a lot, they'll tend to stuff their anger. And they won't talk when they get upset. And they might go months, and boy, you have that one straw that broke the camel's back, and now everything is out and they're lashing out because they let day after day and week after week go by without addressing the issue.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to address the issue and talk and get that thing out that is bothering you.
That's good. You know, one of the things that I think will help us as to process, you know, anger and other emotions is something that I'm discovering more and more, and it sounds strange, but it's humor. You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I've learned, rather than get angry, I've learned how to laugh at myself for some of the things that I've done. Rather than getting frustrated or rather than going, that was a stupid choice, I've learned how to laugh at myself. That de-escalates the ability for me to get angry. And so it's this whole idea of there's nothing I could do about what happened. I could be frustrated over it. I could be angry for the next 3 days. Or I could just look at it and go, man, that was really stupid. And just laugh at myself and learn how to be okay with doing that. Are you following me? So I think one of the things, too, that we could almost, we could use certain positive emotions to diffuse some of the negative emotions that could arise. And it's something that I think, you know, at least it helps me out. So I hope that helps you guys. Well, Pastor Kirk, any final thoughts about managing emotions? Anything we talked about today related to anger?
Just remember that if Jesus got angry, if God is angry with a sinner every day, the Bible says, then maybe it's okay for you to be angry. Just don't sin with it and deal with it. That's all we have to do, is just deal with it in a righteous way.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Pastor Kirk. Appreciate your time. And guys, thank you for logging in and listening to this podcast. We'll catch you guys soon. God bless.